Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Thomas Anastasi here is here, too. Tom is this is his 17th anniversary. No, 7th, I'm sorry, 7th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top, now teaching, by the way, at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior. We're proud of him for that, proud of Boston University for seeing that opportunity. And he's been teaching small businesses and people like you and me how to do a better job in running our businesses for a long time. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's also a filmmaker, and Spin the Plate is the title of his indie film. And he's our good friend Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, as always. And congratulations on 7 great years. Thank you for all that.
Oh, of course, of course. And we're in the final stages for Spin the Plate right now. And we're doing a whole bunch of technical things like automated dialogue replacements. And
right.
Things
most people don't even know have to be done.
Yeah, and so we're in the we're looking at a premiere of July 2017. So
wow! Congratulations.
So yeah.
Have you been to any of the film debuts? What do you call them? The Sundance and all that. You been to those?
So no, I haven't been to those big ones. We go to festivals all the time in the New England, New York area just to see what's
right.
out, because that's our first thing. We're going to be submitting it to about 20-25 festivals.
Well, good for you.
Once it's all done.
Unbelievable,
yeah,
entrepreneurial thing that they did there with that film, I should say. And so we'll be telling you more about it as it breaks. So let's talk about these motivational methods that you've been thinking about.
Yeah. So one of the things is that as a professor, and I'm sure people have had this experience themselves, is that you get a C or a B minus in the paper, and you go up to the professor and say, "But professor, I got a B minus in this paper, and I worked so hard on it." And you sit there and say, "Well, it doesn't really matter how hard you worked, because it's a B minus paper."
You worship at the throne of results, right?
That's right. And when you talk to business owners or HR people, they'll say the same thing. It's, "Why did I get a below average raise? Because I worked so hard all year." Well, you may have worked hard, but the thing is, you didn't work hard on the right things.
Well, they're not going to like it if you come to them and say, "You know, I worked so hard this week, but I was only able to get you half of your pay."
Exactly.
They're not going to accept that, are they?
I don't think so.
More money. I know, but I worked so hard.
Yes. So one of the things is that all goes into what social psychologists call the above average effect.
And the above average effect?
The above average effect. So in academia, if students work really hard on a paper and they do their very, very, very best work, they're going to expect an above average grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I use this as an example in class all the time. I say, well, if you do your very best work on the paper, how many expect an above average grade? And let's say in a class of 30, 20 will say above average, 3 will say average, and nobody will say, "Well, I'm expecting a below average grade."
Right.
But how many are going to get an above average grade? Well, only half are, because you take any sample, half are going to be above average, half are going to be below average. Same thing with entrepreneurs and HR people. They'll say, "How many of you are above average employees?" And everybody will raise their hand. "I'm above average. I expect an above average grade." But only half are going to be above average.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, if we actually do the math on it, about 25% will be slightly above average, and about 25% will be slightly below average. And then you've got people, you know, you've got your very high performers way above average and a few people way below average.
But it seems to me the problem is people not knowing what excellence looks like.
Yeah, and I see that all the time.
I mean, they don't know what excellence looks like. I'll tell you, I worked for a long time in the marketplace, and I was taught by some of the best people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But until I went to New York City and started doing business in New York City, I didn't know where the bar was.
Oh, about I see.
30-something years ago, I went to New York City. I started working in New York City, and that's when I saw where the bar was. And that doing that, working in New York as I did in those days, that changed my professional life. Because I now knew what excellence looked like. And if I didn't do that, I didn't get the business. But if I did it, I would get the business.
See, same thing is that when,
and it didn't matter if I didn't have it, I had to work harder. I had to get it. I couldn't say, well, that's too hard to work. I don't want to do that. I wouldn't get the business.
That's right. It's like when people see community theater plays that are really good, and they say, "Oh my gosh, that is amazing." And then you go to see a play on Broadway, and you think, oh, my gosh, that's what good is.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So now you've got two of these motivational theories, right?
Yes. So
the expectancy theory is one, and that's what you're talking about right now, right? What they expect.
Right. And so one of the things is that you've got to manage those expectations. And just let it, not just once it comes time to review time, but let people know what your expectations are, what their expectations are, and that effort in itself is good but not sufficient. And you've got to make sure that people are spending effort the right way and are working smart, not just hard. And that's where you can sit there and take a kind of a bigger picture view and say, yes, you're working really hard, you're working late every night, you're getting here every early, mm-hmm. but you're wasting a lot of time. Let's take that effort and focus it to be more to what you and I need.
And make sure that your work habits, that your work methods. I was playing golf. I was taking lessons from a golf pro one time. And as I was starting to take lessons, I told him, I said, well, I've been practicing so hard. He said, yeah, but you've been practicing the wrong swing.
And people do the same thing at work.
That's exactly
right. They do the wrong thing perfectly.
He said, all you're doing when you practice the wrong swing is you're ingraining on something that's not going to deliver results.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that is probably the most perfect lesson for entrepreneurs, is making sure people do the right thing right.
And I'll tell you something else. It's something that every parent has to tell their children. When their children wants to stop a project, being tough enough on them, having the discipline, loving them enough to discipline them to do a better job, is you have to do that too with the kids.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, they never know. I need your website, Tom.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
Check it out. Dr. Tom Anastasi and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.